Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 742. Today we hear from Melissa, who asks,
in all your discussions about Heinlein, you don't talk about Stranger in a Strange Land, which, for me, was the novel that made me realize how much other we all are to each other and how hard we try to make it us versus them for any reason. Plus, we are always them as we are us. Why? Thoughts?
Why don't I talk about Stranger? Well, I think it's because Stranger is the transition book between his early and his middle period, and people who encounter Heinlein first through Stranger and love it frequently don't like the rest of what Heinlein did, either earlier or later. And people who encounter Heinlein through Stranger and hate it frequently don't give the rest of his stuff a chance. There's something really singular in Heinlein's corpus about Stranger in a Strange Land. It really shows that it was something that he was working on and working up to for the better part of a decade. And some of what made it such a groundbreaking book doesn't work anymore. It doesn't have the cultural punch that it did unless you grew up in a really conservative environment. I did grow up in a really conservative environment, so it did have that kind of punch to me. But I also knew Heinlein from The Juveniles and other things, and so it was a different experience for me than it is for people who run into it first. I used to recommend it a lot, but then I discovered that it has this uniquely polarizing effect on people that a lot of the rest of his books just don't, aside from his very, very latest books, but that's for different reasons. I really like Stranger. I haven't read it in a while, and I actually am going to read it again this year because for my birthday I was given a galley copy of Stranger in a Strange Land with annotations from another very famous science fiction author. So it's probably going to be one of those things I lock in a file safe until I die. But first, I'm going to read the galley copy and all the annotations because, oh boy, I'm looking forward to that. There's also a new Heinlein book coming out pretty soon that I'm looking forward to as well. The alternate version of Number of the Beast. But that's a whole other thing. What you say about Stranger is really, really true. And there's a lot there that isn't explicit in his other books. That's probably why it stands out so singularly from the rest of his corpus, as being almost not a Heinlein novel in some very strange ways. It's really good, and I really like it for all the reasons that you said, and for a lot of other personal ones that I don't want to get into right now, because A, it would take forever, and B, it's kind of personal. But I think the other reason that I don't talk about it, when you get among Heinlein fans, and it's a pretty weird crowd if you get a bunch of them together in the same room because everyone has opinions, one of the questions that comes up is, what was the Heinlein book that really, really impacted you? And as much as Stranger impacted me, it was the one I read right after Stranger that really changed the course of my life in many excellent ways, and that was Time Enough for Love. And I think it's because when I read Stranger, I was not ready to grapple with the religious themes in the book. I thought they were fascinating, but I was religious enough in a particular way that I thought they were fascinating and didn't really spend a lot more mental time on them. Whereas Time Enough for Love hit me a lot closer to home. So that said, I'm really looking forward to reading it again this year and seeing what kind of a different book it is to a 40-ish-year-old Dan as opposed to a 16-year-old Dan. It'll be an interesting experience. But yes, if you haven't read Stranger in a Strange Land, even if you're not terribly interested in Heinlein in general, if you want to understand some of what moved the mid-20th century in the direction it did, Stranger is one of those books. It had an incredible cultural impact. In fact, the two most impactful science fiction novels of the mid-20th century were probably Stranger in a Strange Land and Dune, and both because they really turned a bunch of levers in the culture that were already trying to slide. In Dune, it was ecology. Dune really awakened an ecological sense, and also Lord of the Rings is the other one. Those are the big three, all came out around the same time. Dune, Stranger, and Lord of the Rings all had a massive impact on the way people dealt with and thought about religion, ecology, and social bonding and politics and things like that. So if you're interested in the history of ideas in the 20th century, those are the three science fiction books you need to read from mid-century, science fiction and fantasy books. There's others from later in the century that are also must reads, but those are really good ones. And yeah, Stranger was a really good book. And, you know, the one thing that really stuck with me through all these years, the one thing I keep thinking about is the discussion of the nature of humor. I think that opened up my understanding of how humor works and how to be funny in a way that nothing else I encountered did. It's really, really sharp and incisive. Occurs, I believe, at the beginning of the second half of the book after the big narrative break. And Heinlein espouses, through a very interesting and complicated conversation, if I remember right, espouses the position that the nature of humor is pain. And humor is an expression of pain, humiliation, and rage. And it's the way that humans turn those things into something social. And it's a really interesting argument and well worth reading. The other reason I think I don't recommend Stranger as much is, of all of Heinlein's books, it's much less of a story than any of his other books, aside from I Will Fear No Evil, which also wasn't much of a story. It had a strong first half and much more of a conversational second half. And in that way, it's more like Ayn Rand's books than any of his other books.
Don't let either of them hear you say that.
Yeah, I know. I know. They hated each other. But unlike Ayn Rand's books, he's actually unpacking ideas and prodding them from different directions instead of just preaching his conclusions. And that makes it a lot more interesting and dialectical. For what it's worth. Thanks for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners. Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.